It's the Big Mac Show. Yes, if you're here to listen to the Big Show, it's okay, you found it. If you're here to listen to the Mac Show, it's okay, you found that too. Because with some serendipity, I was supposed to be here for the Mac Show at 7 o'clock and wasn't. Now I'm here for the Big Show, which is late, and I can't believe I was the first one to arrive and I was on time. As well as Mr. Neighbour, of course. We're going to combine the two. And actually, it's a good week to do that because we've had a bit of releases of wearables in the non-Apple sphere, which could influence what happens in the Apple sphere next week on the Tuesday event. So I thought we could combine the two. I thought that would work. And, Steve, isn't there something going off next Tuesday?
Well, yes, mate, there is.
Oh, what would that be?
Can we headline it at the front, can we?
Get in there, mate. Come on.
So anyone in London or anyone outside London is welcome to come down to probably one of the biggest nightclubs in London, where we're hosting a party next Tuesday night for the Apple keynote. We've hired part of a club called Tiger Tiger, where we're going to put a party on and show the Apple keynote live, assuming it's going to be streamed. We've got keynote bingo. We have also got a raffle that we are crowdsourcing, and we are plugging Mr. Cook into probably the biggest sound system that we can get our hands into. He's never sounded so mean, so much bass that it's probably going to scare half the local residents and neighbours. But so London Mac User Group, we're doing a party on for the keynote, which in London time is 6 o'clock in the evening, perfect time. For us to have a party, so we're going to watch it. We've got about 160 we can fit into the room. Last time we did it, we fitted in 120 into a different venue, so yeah, it should be a good party.
Excellent, mate. And we've got an internet connection, have we not?
We have got a cable internet connection. We've got, as I said, the sound system, so we should be all good to rock and roll.
It should be pretty good. So we will be broadcasting as well. Don't say that you won't go down because you can watch what we do online. You can't. The atmosphere is going to be awesome. I mean, the one at the last one, there was no booze, and the atmosphere was awesome in the theatre. So you've got to get down to this one. There will be a bar there, decent type price drinks. And did you say there's like a bottle of wine is £9 and a bottle of beer is £3?
Yeah, we've talked them into a happy hour. So a beer is £3 and a bottle of wine is £9, which is cheap for London.
There we go.
So it should be good.
And we can carry on drinking afterwards.
Yeah, we can go all night till 2 o'clock, I think they finish.
Yes.
But I don't think I'll be there till then.
Get in there. So we'll watch him live, and we'll be running around, and we'll be broadcasting with loads of feedback from the people that are present. They'll be getting out online. So I need a cameraman. If you want to be a cameraman, shout out. Be good. Right, be there. Tiger Tiger, Tuesday the 9th from 6 p.m. Right.
That sounds awesome.
Joining me to discuss the week in Tekle Apple Tech wearables. We got a join up because we've shoved everyone in from both shows here. We've paired up the lines. And we've got top left, we've got Sol and Lee and Big Chris Ashley. How you doing, boys?
What's happening, y'all? Well, thank you for having me back.
Pleasure, mate.
Thank you for having me back as well. I am so sorry to be late. I'm having such a bad week, and I just apologise wholeheartedly. Won't happen again, boss.
That's all right. No one's getting paid.
Jesus. This is so true. With my Patreon donation, I'm actually paying you, so I don't feel bad now.
That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. If you're not donating on Patreon, why not? £1 from everyone means we could do this professionally. That means I wouldn't be stuck in traffic on the way back here and miss two shows. Ish. Righty has got a tie.
I felt really underdressed.
All right, boy.
Just joined us here. I thought, cool, blimey, hell. You know, I'll make an effort. How you doing?
Cool, blimey, Gov. I'm a bit starstruck. Mr. Joyner's here, and he's got a tie on, and he's put his to shame. Cool, strike a light. Yeah, you don't. That doesn't look good, mate. That looks a bit Dexys Midnight Runners.
Come on, I mean,
I sleep in a tie, Ewan. You know, what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, you're clearly about to go and dress for dinner, aren't you? I mean, it's...
Well, I wanted to dress up just for you to, you know, first time here, wanted to impress the host.
You put me to shame because I wore a T-shirt when I came on yours, so I do apologize. So. I'm sorry it takes so long to get you back on.
Oh no! This is great. I appreciate it. And as I recall, though, you had the flag of your nation on as a T-shirt, yeah. So that was fine.
That's good. We're good. We're all fine. And how are you doing, Chuck? While we're here, we'll do your intro.
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. It looks like a great crew and a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. Everyone's on their best behaviour as well. So, and Lee's a little bit starstruck, mate. He thinks you're awesome. I think he might ask for an autograph later, which he hasn't even worked out yet that he can't get an autograph off of you. So, and the man that's tanned, Steve Neighbour, where have you been?
I've been to lovely Devon for 2 weeks, and we do have sun in the UK, and it's been lovely.
Just a little.
I've linked it into my cool thing. I've sent you two videos later on. But
okay.
Yeah, we've been having a great time.
All right, brilliant. Good man. But back in London now.
Yep.
Good man. And last but by no means least, Kelly G.
I missed you guys.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure you'll remind me why by the time we're done.
More than metaphorically as well. You actually missed us. No, I'm sorry, mate. We haven't done a Mac show with you guys for a while yet from the Mac Observer crew, so
I know.
At least you're here now. Thank you for sticking around and waiting it out. It'll be great. Sure. The week in tech, including Apple, because normally this is an Apple-free zone. You're not allowed to talk about Apple on the big show. It's only that. So if it's the Big Mac show, because we've had to push the two together, it's a good idea, I think, because we've had Samsung have released a pile of wearables, haven't we? And LG as well. And I've got to say, the LG one, I quite like the look of that, I have to say. Is this the tone for next week, or is this a faint hope and Apple are going to blow them away with something that's absolutely nothing like? Or is there some serious competition going on?
This is the week before Apple released the iPad, where Microsoft came out with the HP Slate and all those sort of things. This is the week before, and they all look rubbish, and then Apple are going to blow everyone away.
You think? And there's a what's it next week as well, isn't there, on the 4th? It's the week after next is the keynote, not next week. Sorry, yeah. I'm telling you what. Don't come to Tiger next Tuesday. If you switched off the podcast, you'll be on your own. But it's the week after, not next week. Do apologise.
The 9th.
But there's on the 4th, there's a Windows Phone event as well, isn't there? And they're promising a PureView as well. So it's all coming thick and fast before the Apple stuff. But
it's all coming thick and fast before Christmas. That's all most of them are trying to do. And the only reason to put something out ahead of Apple is so that you get to stake out a news cycle or two before whatever Apple puts out or doesn't put out, because whether they do or don't, it's going to get a truckload of press, because it's either going to be, why didn't we see this? Or it's going to be, check out what we saw.
All right, okay. Any thoughts, Chip?
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of confused at what any of these devices are bringing to the table. I mean, it seems like the feature sets. I'm a little less interested in the appearance than the feature sets, and I haven't seen a compelling feature set yet on any of these devices, with the exception of the one I've got, which I've had for a while, is a Pebble.
I was going to say, what do they do different from the Pebble? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So it's almost like these seem to be, to me, a lot of Me Too products, and Apple's, I wouldn't think, will not be a Me Too product.
So, I mean, Bronwyn in the chat room says she's sticking to the story that Apple won't be producing any kind of watch whatsoever. And Batwinch is also pointing out that Motorola's got an event coming up next week. Go on, Chris, you were about to talk.
I don't know. I don't think that Apple's coming out with a device. Not yet.
You don't think there's anything?
Anytime you think they're going to get into something new, they always take an extra year to do it. Wasn't NFC supposed to be on the last phone, and the big screen was supposed to be on the last phone? None of that stuff is coming out. It's just going to be big phone and big tablet.
Now, me and Mr. Neighbor have got a bet on NFC, because I said there would never be NFC on an Apple device.
I think it'd be NFC with payment.
Yeah, I don't think there will be, because my point is, where's the 30% for Apple? They're putting NFC in. They don't need it.
It's well, I think under what they've already got in place, too, so... I mean, hopefully they do it, because they need to stop thinking that they run enough of the market that they can continue to do things in their own little walled garden, and it's going to fly. It's just not going to fly. I mean, that's half the reason why they're building a bigger phone now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is really funny to me, because does everybody remember when the iPhone was initially released and everybody went, oh my God, who would carry a phone that size? It's ginormous.
Yes. Good point, Kelly. Good point.
Only the other people said that. Big dude, I never said that. Me was like, that's a nice looking phone.
Well, it's coming. I mean, and a year ago, I said they need to do a bigger phone, because the one that they've got looks puny. And even Will Green agrees with me. which is not always a good sign.
Oh, there's a feather in your cap.
No. That was the only down point of that issue. But I said a big screen, and I said adjustable icons, because the Windows phone's got the adjustable icons, and our whole family's Windows phone now, and they love it. I can't ever see myself going back to an iPhone. So whatever comes out week after next, it's going to have to be frigging great, Preach. Because it won't get me off. Now I've got Cortana, pal.
Mm-mm. So can we speculate for a minute about what the giant thing is they're building on the side of the theater?
Oh, the big stage.
That thing looks massive, doesn't it?
So what's
it looks absolutely huge.
What I haven't seen it. What is it? What's this? Explain more.
Well, all you can see is the outside. So it's the Flint Performing Arts Center or Theater for the Performing Arts, whatever it is.
The Benny Vista Center.
They're building this giant thing, this giant box off the side of it. And that's all we know. So I thought it would be fun to speculate about. One of the things that has been mentioned is that it could be smart house. So let's show off some HomeKit stuff, and they're going to send Craig to go walk around a house with his iPhone and tell him things to do stuff, and then, you know, being the boss of his light switches and everything. And another thing that was considered was cars, because they had a bunch of cars at Dub Dub this year for the CarPlay stuff. So I say both, because I think it's going to be a house with a garage, and they're going to show off some cars, and they're going to show off some light switches and home automation, like the Wink Hub or some of the Internet of Things stuff, maybe Wemo switches and things like that, and have some of that in there ready to go and show what it looks like with iOS 8. I think it'd be cool.
Isn't CarPlay, though, overdue now?
Sorry, Chuck, go ahead.
No, isn't CarPlay overdue at this point? I mean, didn't they say it was supposed to come out this summer? Or am I making that up?
This model year, I thought. So 2015, this model year? Which okay. is like now.
Okay, so
that's why everybody's having Labor Day sales, is they're unloading all the 2014s because the 2015s are coming in.
Okay.
But I mean, one of the things that, we've got the video, wasn't released today, of iPhone 6, and that looks really credible. That looks like it's the McCoy with the A8 processor and all that kind of stuff in. So I think you've probably seen the iPhone 6. But one of the things that Brian Chaffin said was he reckons that the wearable has got no leakage at all because it's being produced in Arizona, not being produced in China. He thinks that's what the Arizona plant's for. But there's also a rumor that it's not coming out till 2015 now, which is another reason why you perhaps didn't see anything at all. But I think that's quite a credible idea, because if you go back to Tim's double down on secrecy from 2 years ago, all things D, you know, producing inside the US would be would be an assistance with that, because they could enforce laws of secrecy and so on far more easily in supply chain. But also the fact that they've got it under the same roof, if you like, and the fact that they've brought manufacturing back into the US, I reckon they've had a bit of a tax holiday on some of the money that's abroad. Okay.
Oh, you better believe that.
We'll let you bring it back. Right. We'll let you bring it back at 20%, 15%, as long as you invest X billion in U.S. jobs.
Oh, yeah. You better. Yeah, that's automatic nowadays. Mm. But I tell you why I want Apple to build some kind of watch wearable device, and it's simply because, you know, if I give them credit for anything, it's the aesthetics of their devices. And so I know Microsoft is coming out with stuff, and, you know, so far – the Android version of these watches have not inspired me one bit, but, you know, much like the iPhone came out and raised and changed the game and raised the bar for mobile devices, I'd like to see them do that, because I wouldn't mind getting some kind of watch. I just haven't seen anything that will make me go out and spend some money on it.
We don't want a watch, do we? We don't really want a watch, because Google have made watches. We don't want a watch, do we? We want something different. If it's going to be a wearable, it's got to do something better than tell the time and tell you what your phone's telling you.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, as long as it incorporates, I would start with the watch, but yeah, I agree with you. I mean, you want to be able to link into your phone and kind of see who's calling you or whatever. I mean, is it a big deal for me? No, but I can see, you know, I tell you, I've changed my story on something, and it's the fact that when I don't have a feature, and then I look at the feature and it exists, and I say, who needs that, right? Everybody does it. Like, I don't need that. And then you get the feature, and you're like, damn, that feature's actually pretty good. Yeah. And I'll tell you what that recently happened to me, and that's with the foldering. on the Windows Phone. You know, iPhone did it first, and then Android added the ability to put your apps. And what I'm talking about is be able to put multiple apps on the start screen together to kind of in a folder. And then Microsoft added it, and I was like, damn, this is great. You know, I actually can put more apps on my phone now on my start screen if I wanted to. So I'm done just kind of poo-pooing things just for the sake of poo-pooing it because I don't have it, even though it's fun to do. But, yeah, so we'll start with the watch, but – you know, if I'm walking down the street and somebody's calling me, you know, like my wife, and I'm like, ugh, I don't feel like talking to her right now. I'd like to be able to look at my wrist and say, I don't have to take my phone out of my pocket. So, or if it's a quick text message and I can see that, you know, I'm not going to discredit that those things are would be fun if I had them, but it's not like something that I necessarily need.
No, but if Apple released a device that the feature is, all we're doing is stopping you taking your phone out of your pocket. That's not what Apple's going to do. They're not going to release a device that just says, oh, I've got a phone call. I've got to look at my wrist. They're going to do something different. You know, I'll do my call thing later. I've got a wearable now. But they're not going to do something just to do notifications. Like they're doing. They've hired kind of fashion people, health people, aren't they? I think health is the biggest thing that they're really looking at.
I love the fact that Chuck Joyner is a total professional. You're all sitting there espousing your opinions about the wearable stuff, and you're all looking at your own picture. And Mr. Joyner is sat there fixed on the camera. Total pro. Just wanted to say that. Go ahead, Chuck. Sorry, man.
You know, I guess what was just said is the way I feel. Right now, the Pebble does the things that I know that I want to do. So I'd like to hear from everybody. What do you want it to do? What else do you want it to do? Because the Pebble will show me my text. The Pebble will let me know that there's a phone call coming in, even if I can't hear the phone in my pocket if I'm in a noisy environment. And let me see who it is by phone number or by identity if I have it in my address book. So, you know, is it going to take my blood pressure? Is it going to take my heart rate? Well, okay, that's fine. I'm not a Fitbit user, so to me, that's not a big deal right now. So what else? What else is it? What else can it do?
I think those two features that you just mentioned would be a nice addition because rather than seeing these ridiculous people who are wearing two devices, you know, one an actual watch and one an actual Fitbit, you know, it'd be nice to see those in combination. But I actually agree with you as well. It's like, I don't know what else you can add to this thing that's going to, I mean, unless you have a holographic image that could pop up, you know, I'd love to see Microsoft put a holographic image of Cortana when I look at the watch. I'd be down with that. But I don't know what else they could do. So I'll be interesting to see if they do announce something, what different they can bring. But I'm not necessarily looking for it to be that much different to me. I just, for me, the biggest thing is the aesthetics of it that can raise the game for the rest of the folks out there.
I mean, I had a Pebble watch sent to me by a listener. Thank you very much. But I couldn't get it to stay connected to my Windows phone, even though there was an app for it. So I gave it to Paul Wheatley to have a try of. And he was over the moon with it. And he had stuff like he wanted to go somewhere. He was walking with his wife around Edinburgh, and he wanted to go somewhere. And he got the directions, looked at his map, and said, right, okay, we've got to go down here. Third one on the left, that's it. And put his phone away. And when he got to the junction where he had to turn, his Pebble buzzed, and it told him where to go.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's nice. Really cool as well. And I thought, that's a great idea. And My only question to answer Chuck's point to start off with is the market saturated for Pebble-like watches? Because there's not really been anything apart from the Pebble that's worked particularly well with any of the other device platforms. You've got the Tizen, Samsung stuff is not Android that's come out. It's running Tizen, isn't it? Its own OS system, so it should be multi-platform. The LG one, I don't know whether that's Android or not. I couldn't see that in the story when I read it today. But so, you know, if they go out a bit more multi-platform, there's still market there to grab with the watches. But the question's got to beg whether anyone wants a watch, because I mean, I don't wear a watch and I haven't worn a watch for years.
Well, the one thing they haven't put in, no one's put into watch now, is because they're saying Apple's interested in the payment system, is whether the wearable would do payments where you don't take your phone out, you just tap your wrist onto a device.
That's why I think there's three things that are useful from a watch that the kind of technology is there at the moment, and you can combine it and you get an added use. Three things being the one that Paul just touched on, so being able to pay for things via the the Touch ID on the watch, so that you can just touch your phone on the ID at the same time as touching it to something to pay for whatever you're buying. We have the Touch cards in the UK now. I'm pretty sure they're worldwide. So rather than getting your wallet and just destroy the wallet, just take out your phone, well, your watch, and just touch that on the credit card thing to pay it. Second thing, TV control. So when I sit down in front of the TV, I have to tell the TV what I want to watch, what I was watching last time, via this remote, this button thing that I push and control the TV. If I can just touch my watch and it has my fingerprint and therefore knows exactly what I have been watching, what I have recorded, it then comes straight up and says, "Ah, Steve, you were watching this. Would you like to carry on watching it, or would you like to watch something else?" Because it knows who I am. So having that ability to communicate personally with the TV would be good. I think thirdly, the health thing is huge. Combining it with as many health readings as you can take, and having that with you 24/7.
That's kind of number one.
Really going to go for. But I think they're going to combine it with the payment and then the home automation / Apple TV. So I would walk into a room, it knows it's me because it's my fingerprints. It knows what lighting level, all of that stuff that we've always seen on the home automation stuff for the last 30 years this will come. Apple have got the nails to make it happen.
I think the health thing's a good call, and I think that's dead on, Steve. The only thing with the payment thing that always bothers me is Apple will make a device for the purposes of sales of the device, and the health thing will be a USP, if you like, of the device. But in terms of the payment stuff, that would be a USP of the device. I quite agree. You know, I touch my watch against it. But my point would be that Apple cannot look at monetary transactions and ignore their cut on that. So they're either going to be getting 30% on sales of products, which they're never going to get on a touch payment system. And if you're talking about credit card-esque type touch payment systems, they're going to want 4% on that to at least compare with the market. And people probably won't stand that off Apple. But Apple won't allow money to go through their devices without them skimming. And I just think they can't do that in their own psyche. They have to have their own skim off it.
I don't think they have to.
No, I don't think they have to, but I just don't think they can. I can't think that it would eat Tim Cook alive inside out that they weren't getting their skim off money going through their device.
Yeah, they're going to want to make money indirectly on it as well, because, I mean, you can continue to see that Android is just eating up the market. I mean, you know, Apple's still selling millions of devices, and it's funny. It's kind of cute how everybody talks about how, you know, well, the two biggest devices out there are Android and iPhone. But, you know, iPhone is, you know, in the U.S., it's half of what Android is, and it's falling, you know, and it's lower in other places. So they're losing their power to be able to, I don't want to say strong arm, but kind of force the, you know, these issues on the folks. So, you know, being able to guarantee that they can sell millions and millions of these devices to make money off of the hardware alone, even though they're a hardware company, you know, they like to make that residual money too. So yeah. I would definitely, I agree with you on that. They would definitely want to make some kind of skim on the transactions.
Though I just want to be devil's advocate and side with Steve again, though, because on the PayPal activity through the iPhone with the little plug-in device and the swipe, I'm not aware that Apple take anything off that, which goes against my argument. I'm quite aware, but.
And neither does Square or any of the others that do that.
Service.
They're using the iPhone service, but Apple's not getting their skim, are they?
Right, but you know, it's a difference between, you know, an Apple device that's, you know, going through a system that Apple's kind of invested in. You know, Skype is Skype. I mean, I'm sorry, PayPal is PayPal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the money's going through the device that they've sold, but that it is a plug-in device, isn't it? So I don't know. I'm just
That's a service.
Like all those point of sale people that are using Square and an iPad, you know, for their food cart or their booth at the market or whatever that they're doing with it. Like, Apple's not getting a cut of any of those.
Well, they might
Apple's
get a device on the Kinect.
Device for it either.
Well, they're getting licensed for the connectivity, though, aren't they, the device? So
they
the lightning
the iPad,
socket.
And that's the thing that we're talking about is no, but somebody using an iPad and doing a cash transaction. And if I get my iPad and I hook my Square to it and I swipe credit cards all day long,
yeah, but you can't
Apple
make
doesn't get anything from those purchases.
Just hang on one second, though, Kelly, because you can't make a 30-pin device or a lightning plug device that is used for that without a license from Apple.
Right.
So, yeah, so the square is not a lightning. The square goes in the headphone jack.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
But I say the difference is that the iPad, this is to me, and we're all speculating here, but the iPad makes its own money and it makes its own profit. What I'm talking about is the ability to tack on profit on the additional devices, because they know they're going to sell a ton of iPads. You know, they'll sell a lot of the devices, but to continue to sell them and then just rely on selling them as the only source of revenue, I don't see Apple doing that. That's what I'm saying.
Not doing that now.
Well, for their major devices, yeah, but not for necessarily for the accessories, because they make a lot of money on accessories.
That's true, but like Apple, the App Store. I mean, we all heard when the iPod first came out, it was really you buy an iPod as the razor handle because Apple's got this thing called iTunes to sell you blades. It was the same sort of thing where the whole reason you bought the whole reason for the iPod was you buy one and then you buy all your stuff from the iTunes store, and that's how Apple's making money. And I think the App Store is exactly the same thing for mobile connected devices, for cellular devices. You know, iPhone.
But you saw that they, and I don't mean to cut you off, sorry, but you saw that they changed their policy on the App Store to take a cut of services that are going through it. So, it's not like they're not looking at these type of things and saying, we could be making more money. I mean, they have to. They're running a business.
Steve, you can say something.
You guys act like that's a bad thing, and that's
I'm not saying No. It's not a bad thing.
I'm just saying that they should be doing it.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it and thinking, okay, so if they take a cut, I mean, look, with all due respect to the Windows and Android people here, I feel a lot more comfortable having my credit card information in the iTunes store, and you would think that this would run through the iTunes store, than I do on an Android device, because we don't have instances of malware and hacking issues as nearly as much on the iPhone side or the iOS side as there seem to be out there on the Android side.
Totally agree.
And that would worry me if I had an Android device on my wrist and was touching it to things to pay for. It wouldn't worry me as much if I have an Apple device on my wrist to touch to pay for.
Yep, what Chuck said.
Steve, what were you saying? You were going to cut it.
Apple make $4 billion over a year from iTunes. iTunes software services, a total of $4.1 billion for the year.
That profit?
No, that's revenue. So how much does that compare to their yearly revenue? I don't think there's another graph as well that I've put in the chat room, which is just shows that the peripherals, other hardware, software services, and other music related products are absolutely tiny in terms of revenue that they make. I'm just trying to I don't know what their total revenue for a year is, but their iTunes and services is $4 billion.
Yeah, I want to be clear that I hope they do that. I have Apple stock. Even though I'm not the Apple
no,
fan.
No, you're totally for this.
Give me your stuff, your money sucks, but give me your stuff.
Oh, they make $170 billion per year, four of which is from iTunes services and software.
I hate you coming on here now because you always do bloody homework. The rest of us just shoot the breeze like we don't know what we're talking about, and you come here with stats.
They want to sell hardware, which is where they make their money.
Yeah.
And adding this bit of kit that enables everyone to get rid of their wallets means that they will sell more of these.
I agree with you.
They will make money, not from needing to charge a percentage above it for each cost. I don't see them having to do that.
Well, no, I agree. I think if it's a USP, Apple will appeal to that, definitely. But I just think that if they don't see it as a USP, then they're going to want their skim off it, which...
Let me point this out, because we were talking about saturation earlier and like, is everybody tired of watches? But I think a lot of the watches run Android or some flavor of it, except for the Tizen one. And what's interesting to me is the number of people I have spoken with who are not necessarily Apple fans, who have all said, I saw that Google put out, or more accurately, I saw that Android put out a watch and I'm waiting to see the Apple one. Like, I know a lot of people who have said that. And a lot of people who, you know, say the same thing about a set-top box. Like, I've seen what's out there, and so I'm waiting for an Apple TV update. And I think there's probably a lot of people who are waiting to see what Apple's going to do. Like Chris was saying before about aesthetics. Like, all I really want out of the Apple wearable is for it not to look like this on my arm. That's really the only thing I'm looking for. And yes, as a matter of fact, that is a Hello Kitty office supply set. But it makes a good example because it looks ridiculous on my arm. And when they did Google I.O. and had the woman come out at the end who was talking about whatever, I noticed she was wearing this giant wristwatch, and it was all I could see. And, you know, I don't want to put something on my arm that makes it so that I have to hire someone to carry around my arm for me because it's huge. And I get that I'm not a standard issue size human. I totally understand, and that's fine. And it's the same reason that I don't want a ginormous phone, because the one I have is about maximum. I don't want anything bigger than a 5S because this is all the bigger my hand is. So give me as big a phone as you want to, but now it's not going to fit in my pants pocket, and it's not going to fit in my hand, and that's not, I don't want a phone I can't use. So
yeah, but you're short. Yes. Off.
By the way, Batwench, I would in fact buy a Hello Kitty smartwatch if it were a thing, but not if it's this big. That's all I'm saying. So that's kind of like where I'm coming from on this. I really, like, I know a lot of people who are saying things like, I'm waiting to see what the Apple one looks like because I keep hearing that it's coming.
Just breathe there for a second, because Lee Garrett actually spoke.
Getting in, thank you. No, my thoughts on this are, I mean, I'm waiting, like Kelly said there, I'm waiting for my Fitbit because that's what I was going to be getting. I don't want to get a Fitbit now. I want to wait and see what Apple come out with. But my thoughts that we haven't actually come up with at the moment are, this is Tim Cook's first real opportunity to be able to have that Steve Jobs moment up on stage. You know, the one where obviously he's up there and he reveals the iPhone and everybody's just, wow, what's that? He does it with the iPad. This is going to be like the first new real phase of a product that he's going to be able to bring out. And it's got to be 100% perfect. It's got to make everybody's jaw drop when it comes out. So I can't see that happening on the 9th. I think it's going to happen next year. And I think it's going to be awesome when it does come out. But like you've all said before, what are those extra features that it can have to be able to make a jaw drop in the first place? It's going to happen, but I don't know what they're.
I think they'll announce it on week on Tuesday, but they won't come out till next year. That's the same as they did for the iPhone. Isn't it the same as they did for the iPad as well?
That's very good.
Do you really think they'll dilute the iPhone with an iWatch? Because it's, it's that time of year. They have their set time, this iPhone, not the iPod anymore. They have the refresh of the iPad in November. They're not going to dilute these bigger iPhones with an iWatch. I think it is more to do with it becoming out next year.
That's interesting. Why would you see an iWatch as an iPhone competitor? I would see it as a supplement, not a competitor. So the only way it could water it down a little bit would be just, you know, one more piece of information to take away from the iPhone press.
I just think more people's budgets, really. Most people, I am limited to one Apple purchase a year. Maybe it's just me, it's my wife. I'm limited to one Apple purchase a year.
Yeah, but the rest of you, mate, you just keep them in the drawer for a little while.
Yeah, but I don't think if they're going to come out this year and they're going to go, like, we've got big, you know, it's a 4.75 iPhones, they're going to release a watch at the same time. I can see that coming at the November event. I don't think it's going to come out on September 9th.
What you're saying there, I think it goes along the same lines that Steve just said. Yes, it could very well be announced on the 9th, but for exactly the same reasons that you just said there, it will not come out until next year.
See, here's my thought, right? And everyone thinks I'm mad. They just bought Beats, which is earphones, and the place to get the best pulse that you've got is your ear, and the place that you can get the best core temperature from, unless it's shoving it up your butt, is your ear. So this peripheral is going to interact with a set of Bluetooth buds that just plug in your ear, and they actually work as speakers as well as, but they're constantly taking your temperature and your pulse and all that kind of stuff. And I bet you there's something else they can do as well. I bet they can test the hearing. There we go. That's why they're
exactly talking about the box thing that they can do.
Pulse and temperature.
That would be awesome.
And then all you've got to do is put your ear to the payment thing.
Yeah, I can see that coming, yeah.
Did anyone read a story that wasn't Apple?
I read one today.
Anything about a gamer getting swatted or something like that, no?
No, I've got a sad one. Actually.
Go on, go for it.
Indulge me for a minute, because as I was getting into, you know, the PC world and the internet and everything, I used MSN Messenger. I used the heck out of MSN Messenger when I realised exactly what its full potential was. And yeah, it's been discontinued as of October 31st, isn't it? Completely.
Really?
End of life, gone. And I just feel as though we need to recognise that to a point, because at one point, I think everyone here, we all use that.
MSN Messenger has been discontinued.
Completely replaced by
a minute of silence.
That's Writers University just ground to a halt.
No,
October 31st.
I was telling you a story. I lived in a student house and we had a 56K modem. We had a router and we used to use MSN Messenger to text each other around the house to work out who wanted a cup of tea. We used to love that. Exactly. I miss it. MSN Messenger was awesome.
And everyone's got a story to do with MSN Messenger. And I was using it as part of my sort of, you know, it was part of my initiation almost into the PC life. It was just fantastic. I loved it, and it was quite groundbreaking what it was about. I mean, after Microsoft had obviously reverse engineered AOL's Messenger app to eliminate that competition, they were the only ones that did it. They were pioneers, and it was one of those many things that Bill Gates got absolutely spot on. And I just think it needs to be recognised that it's going to be gone.
Well, you know, I agree with you. It's kind of a sad day that they're going to. But let me tell you something. As a Windows user and as a Windows Phone user, it's time to go, because you know, ever since they switched to Skype, which is fine. I don't have a problem with Skype.
That would be
per
why.
Se. It sucks on Windows Phone. But anyway, I don't have a problem with Skype per se. But
it sucks everywhere, Chris.
Second that.
But my biggest thing is that to try to integrate the services. And so it's just kind of a weird experience where you're like, you're logging in and then you're kind of seeing stuff showing up and you're like, oh, wait a minute, that's from my MSN contact or my Messenger mm-hmm. contacts. And it's just the integration was not pretty. So for me, let's just go ahead and EOL that thing. End of life for all those who aren't in product management.
It's good it's going, and, but it's...
Let's get going.
It's good they're getting rid of it. It's sad it's going. It's very end of an era.
Right. Yep.
That's just kind of lame sentimental waffle, though. That's the trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
when we're done with this podcast, there's kids I got to go tell to get off my lawn.
Since
it's just something a lot of people used. I mean, there wasn't really text messaging.
No, they
then.
Did.
We
did.
Too, you know. And I
did.
It, and I'm sorry to tell you.
Did. Move on. It's,
it wasn't really texting in like the mid to late 90s.
It's the original sexting, isn't it?
It's extinct because it's a dinosaur like me.
Yeah, but it's sad to see it go.
But move on. And as long as there's a viable alternative, Skype right now is, you know, give it a B. Not an A by any means, not even a B+. And there are days that it's a D. But if they have something to move on to, and I don't know about you guys, I don't mind one step back to take two steps forward occasionally. Apple did that with Final Cut. Apple did it, I think, with iMovie, with a couple other things. But you got to take that step, you know, and make it pretty quick. Otherwise, and I was not an MSN user, user. So I don't really have a dog in this fight. But just the whole concept that you've got to have somewhere for people to go.
Dude, the dog was put down years ago. it was out the back, mate. Hands up, who's used MSN in the last 2 years?
Proves
you're all a bunch of tech hoarders.
I'm not saying that it shouldn't go. I'm just saying that it's sad.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Thank you.
It's not like it isn't time, or even well past time, given Microsoft's speed at anything. But the fact is, I mean, yes, it's time for it to go, but it's sad that it's going. That's all. It lived a full life. Totally time to take it out back, an old Yeller, and I totally get it. I absolutely understand.
Blow that mother away.
I can't believe we've talked for 8 friggin' minutes about it.
It's gone to live on a farm.
Yes. A farm with dial-up.
Anyone else bring a story? God, Benny, 8 minutes on MSN, Jesus. MS Messenger.
Yeah, and it's going to be 10 because of you complaining about the 8.
Do you know what that's done to my running order, Garrett?
I could not make up another story. I mean, I could come up with another story that is actually a lot more detailed, if you so wish. But
go ahead. Someone else have a go. Go ahead. No one else is jumping. Anyone jumping in?
Yeah, I'm going to jump in.
Jump in, Chris. Actually,
I want to talk about is the fact that for Windows 9 Threshold, the public preview is supposed to be launching next month, and I'm extremely excited about that. I've jumped on every early preview Microsoft has had since the Vista days, and you know they're adding some pretty cool features into this. One of them that wasn't expected was looking like, you know, kind of like desktops in the cloud. But another feature that they talked about they were going to add is the ability to back your machine up to the cloud as well. So that would be pretty cool to not have to worry about going to buy a USB drive and backing up your stuff there. You can just back up the entire machine to the cloud as well. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm disappointed in the rumors that the Charms menu is going away, because even with the mouse, I enjoy using the Charms menu. And they're going to reduce, which is smart in this aspect, is that, you know, for all the people that were complaining and they need their desktop boot to the desktop and they need to see that kind of start menu, that piece is coming back, although revamped. But for the folks that like it, can switch it and have it launch up into that into the newer Windows 8 start screen. So,
but that's, I mean, they're saying 2015 there, Chris. That's a long time.
Well, it has to be. I mean, Windows 8 just came out, really, you know, but the preview...
Yeah, but to start talking with certainty on feature sets, it's a long time to wait.
But, you know, at this point, the features that are going to be in the product are in there. They'll either be pulled, you know, and added later. But at this point, when you're, you know, at least for Microsoft, when they're this close to release, it's pretty much a done deal at this point. It's just a matter of, you know, unit testing and... feedback and tweaking and all that stuff over the next couple months, because Mary Jo Foley said that the first test for the merging of Windows Phone and RT should be out in January. So if you've noticed over the last couple months on Xbox, there has been an update for the Xbox One every single month. For Windows, they've been coming out with, you know, obviously they already do the updates, but all the products are starting to change the mantra of how they update these products, and you're starting to see a more rapid release cycle. I think the pretty much the rumors on the features that are coming out are probably pretty accurate.
Go on, Righty.
So you like the Charms menu, is that what you're saying?
I do like the Charms menu. I think
I work in enterprise IT, and the first thing people say to me is, can you un Windows 8 my PC?
So we
install Classic Shell, we remove the Charms. And that's even on touchscreen devices. What is with the Charms?
For old money, that's Metro, right?
Yeah, it's Metro, but it's that little thing you come in and it's how you shut down. It's like swipe settings, shut down. Do you want to shut down? Yes, I want to shut down. It gets in the way of it being a proper computer. And I'm not being offensive of Windows 8, but
I don't think you are. I hear that a lot. I one of my favorite things to do is to go into like the AT&T store or go to the Best Buy, and I just listen to how the salespeople talk about the products, and then I talk about them properly, specifically Windows products. I have my mother.
What, free? You just go and be a free employee.
Let me tell you.
Hello.
Don't listen to the toot he's telling you.
Making the employee look stupid is one of my favorite pastimes. So, yes, I'll do it for free every day, all day if I could.
Dude, you get food in a restaurant that's not got spit in it.
My golden rule, I never send anything back. I worked in restaurants for never send anything back. I'm like, they're like, how's your steak, sir? You overcooked it. Oh, let me get you another one. Nope. I'm going to eat this one.
Has anyone seen the episode of Big Bang Theory where Sheldon turns up and pretends to be a clerk in an IT store? Is that what you do?
I don't pretend to be a clerk. I just kind of listen, and I just kind of sit back, and I pretend like I'm browsing, and then I'm like, okay, I can't listen anymore. This is the stupidest thing this guy's ever said. Let me straighten you out right here. And the guy just looks at me, and nine times out of ten, I'm taking the guy.
Hi, everyone. I'm sorry about this, but I've just had a phone call from my mom, apparently, and something's happened to my dad. So I do apologize.
Okay.
But that's the end of the show. Where can we get a hold of you? Sorry, everyone. Chris?
You can always find me at Big Chris Ashley on Twitter. And of course, if you're not checking out the SMR podcast, I don't know what you're doing. You need to check out our podcast. It's one of the funnest and coolest podcasts you'll ever listen to.
Cheers, man. Thank you. Lee, where are you, sir?
I feel really bad. I wasted those 8 minutes now. You can get me on www.soviumzed.com. That's my website. And on Twitter, I am at soviumzed.
Don't worry about it, mate. Righty, where are you, boy?
Portland's on Twitter, mate, and always britishtechnoworld.com.
Excellent, mate. Mr. Neighbour.
London Bank News Group. Hope all's well, mate.
Yeah, cheers. It's going to be 9th. Tuesday the 9th. Make sure you're there. Yep. Tiger in Piccadilly. Ms. Gamont.
You can find me on Twitter and app.net as Verso, and you can find me writing the occasional tidbit of information over at themacobserver.com.
Okay. And Chuck, where are you, sir?
MacVoices.com, the best place to connect for everything. Hope everything's okay, Ewan.
No, it'd be fine. It'd be great. Don't worry. Sorry about the screw up with the Mac show earlier on and having to kind of mesh the two together, but we've given you something here.
It was fun.
And we'll see if we can finish it off tomorrow, maybe. I don't know. We'll do something. I do apologise, but see you all soon. Take care.
Thanks for having me.